educated women in Nigeria are playing a more prominent role in professions long dominated by men. As for illiterate and poorly educated women, there are few work options beyond petty trading, food preparation or prostitution. But an initiative for disadvantaged women offers training as car mechanics and start-up tools so the women can set up their own street-side garages. Sarah Simpson reports for VOA from Lagos. Text voicing in 3, 2, 1. In an open-air garage in Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, young women in canary-yellow overalls are tuning cars and overturning convention as they train to become mechanics. They are part of the Lady Mechanic Initiative, a charity set up by Nigeria's first female mechanic, Sandra Agwebo, who wants to use her trade to empower underprivileged women across Africa.
The Lady Mechanic Initiative works with the less privileged, the vulnerables, and those orphans. And also the Lady Mechanic works with the ex-commercial sex workers, the school certificate holders who could not finish their education for any reason, the married women who wants to also acquire mechanical skill. Those are the people we are investing on, the girl child.
In Nigeria, as in most African countries, work opportunities are more restricted for women than men. But that is changing. Women from oil-rich Nigeria's elite classes are increasingly taking prominent roles in politics since the end of military dictatorship in 1999. According to the United Nations, Nigerian women are more likely to earn a wage in the non-agricultural sector than they were 8 years ago. Since its launch in 2000, the Lady Mechanic Initiative has trained 7 women with limited resources. But substantial financial backing from diplomatic missions, businesses and aid groups has enabled the initiative to swell to 70 female trainees based in 12 garages across Lagos State. One of those, 23-year-old Amaria Nuosu, explains how to service a car.
Since it's servicing, first of all, you gauge the two tires, you chalk it. Then you bring your lining board, you lie on that. Then you take your spanners along with you, then you put it at the side. Then you loose the some bolts. So that the oil will drain outside, then you put it aside. Then second of all, you move the oil filter. It's over here. The oil filter is over there. Then you lose it out. Then the third of all, you move the plugs. The plugs are here.
Nuosu has studied at the Lady Mechanic Initiative since 2005 and is scheduled to graduate as a fully trained car mechanic in May. As part of the scheme, she will be given her own set of tools. As a trained mechanic, Nuosu can expect to earn around $250 a month, giving her a higher income than most other Nigerians. Long term, her ambition is to maximize her earnings further by opening her own garage. She is confident in her recently acquired skills.
To drop a gearbox is easy for me. To service a car, move the chockers over, the shaft is easy for me. But to drop an engine, it's very heavy, very complicated and so on. But still, I have to try to assistant so that I can learn more about it.
Dr. Jade Sola Idou is a care coordinator with Hygiea Nigeria Limited. Her organization is offering support to the Lady Mechanic Initiative by providing the girls with heavily subsidized health care. She would like to see more projects like the one set up by Sandra Agwebo, so more women can be empowered.
If you educate the girl child, you're actually educating the nation. We hope more of Sandra's crop up all over the nation and get people, girls empowered.
Nigeria is Africa's most populous nation, with an estimated population of about 140 million people. Although Nigeria exports more oil than any other African nation, 70% of the population live on less than $2 a day, according to the United Nations. Sarah Simpson reporting for VOA, Lagos.